The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stapmiller, with you on this last day of January 2019. Joining us today is Steve Elkins from that sandbar to the southeast. What do they call it? God's waiting room or Floridation? No, Florida. That's right.
Paradise.
Paradise. Are you doing LSD?
No.
Okay. Any 5G towers go up around you?
No, not yet.
Okay.
I have not seen. I'll report if I do.
Okay. Definitely. Well, you know, some of them you may not be able to recognize.
Oh, it'll be on top of your stop signs and your telephone poles and stuff. You'll find it there.
Yeah, well, they've already indicated that, well, they're going to make it aesthetically pleasing, which tells me that they're trying to hide it. Art, you're up next. Hello, Art.
Oh, boy. You know what? I tell you, man, Steve is just so awesome. You got to have him on more than once a week, man. He's just the awesomest. Guys, I remember when the stink, everybody was worried about saccharin. You know, I remember when saccharin was our biggest worry. I'm sitting there thinking, has there been a time in my life? Now I'm 56. I'll be 57 Saturday. Okay? And please don't say happy birthday because I hate that.
Happy Remembrance Day. Because your mama only birthed you once.
There you go. And I tell people, you only got one birthday. After that, it's an anniversary.
There you go.
I'm sitting here as I'm listening to Mike and now to you guys. I'm thinking, has there ever been a time in my adult life where we haven't been worried about something? And I'm thinking back, and I'm thinking, well, I can remember in the 80s when everybody was concerned about saccharin. And then eventually, they introduced margarine, which, ladies and gentlemen, margarine originally was a hydraulic fluid. They began feeding it to turkeys, thinking it would fatten the turkeys up, and it started killing the turkeys.
Why am I laughing?
So you know what they did?
What?
They said, human beings are stupid. They'll eat anything. We'll package it, and now it's one of the biggest sellers out of the dairy department.
Let Mikey try it. Mikey will eat anything. That's a Life commercial from the 60s that I still remember to this day.
Yep. So then they bring in margarine into the picture, and then all of a sudden there's fluoride in the water, and there's mercury in the vaccines,
yeah,
all the way up until now we've got, 5G, and it's okay to abort your baby all the way up to childbirth. And now, in Virginia, you can even have the baby and decide, oops, inconvenience. So let's go ahead and kill it. And they talk about, it's just, what do they call it, organic material? And somebody, it's not really a baby. If it's not a baby, I know what it is. To take a phrase from Al Gore, it's an inconvenient truth.
Well, so if they care so little about human life and they can't decide when human life is self-sustaining and what an abortion is versus premeditated murder, then, okay, so what standard are they putting on life anymore? So What are they condoning here? That it'd be okay if I decided that, well, this human life doesn't need to be around and I need to abort that person. Can I do my own abortion service?
You know, I kind of have to wonder, you know, because I'm thinking maybe that's where we're going. I mean, come on, in New York, they say it doesn't have to be a physician. Well, if it's not a physician doing it, that's like telling me it's okay for a cop to stick a needle in my arm to draw blood. I'm sorry, not qualified. Do you see where I'm going with this, folks? We've got to stop this! Because I'm here to tell you something. It's coming down, John. It's getting to the point. And now we're hearing more talk about gun confiscation again.
Yep.
You know, John, I see a day coming, and it ain't far off. They're going to come knocking on my door. And anybody who knows me knows how that's going to work out.
Well, and you know what? They'll send the stupid ones out after you. They'll probably...
Oh, they'll send the Boy Scouts. That's what they're training them for.
Well, no, I mean, seriously, when and they're going to shoot that, they're going to have their hand-picked crews. They're either going to be really Billy Bad Butts, or they're going to choose people that they needed to replace anyhow, and they're going to let you kill them off. So, you know, hey, yeah. It's a double-edged sword. You know, not everything is dark. Every cloud has a silver lining.
By the way,
Art, I'm in agreement with you about these red laws. Yeah. Now there's no due process. There's nothing. There's just somebody making an allegation. No proof, no nothing. And they're going to come and keep you safe and your family and your relatives or the shiny mm-hmm. cop with a badge standing there beating on your door, whatever the case may be. They're going to make everybody safe by... no due process and showing up to take your firearms. Tell me what the difference is between Cabrini Green that started a revolution in this country over the shot and the powder and the British. What is the difference between that and what they're doing today?
Yep, absolutely.
There ain't none.
It's insane, just... John. I don't know what it's going to take, but something's got to give somewhere along the line. Yeah. Anyway, have a good one, man.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. By the way, I wanted to mention this at the top of the hour. You folks remember Gordon Martinez that had a show on this network? Gordon Martinez lived out in Las Vegas. Well, Gordon Martinez passed away 2 days ago, but you'd never know it by the TV stations, by any newspapers, by any accounts whatsoever. And the very same day that they found Gordon Martinez dead in his home, was the exact same day the FBI came out with a release that says, well, we don't know what this Paddock character was about, what his motivations were. Yeah, 58 people are dead. We're closing this investigation. It's all done and over. And let me tell you something about Gordon Martinez. He was probably about the only honest cop they had in Vegas because he knew where all the bodies were buried. He knew exactly how corrupt the sheriff's department was in Vegas. He knew exactly how corrupt the police department was in Vegas. He, as I said, he knew where all the bodies were buried, and he was a pain in their butt out there. They couldn't get rid of him fast enough, and I'm surprised he lasted this long. And I've asked my friend Mark Anderson to start to nose around in on this. Let me jump the shark here, Mike. Let me go to Chris in Las Vegas. John in Missouri, hang on. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, good afternoon, John and Steve. You know, this is going to be a very unusual call for me because I'm usually excoriating the FBI or Mueller or Trump or whoever it is that's acting badly. But today I'm calling because I think whenever government employees do well, we should probably note that even perhaps with more emphasis than when they do bad, because we want to encourage good behavior. And I've had two experiences in 2 days back to back.
Wait a minute, Chris, back up here a second. Did you hear what I just said? You're in Vegas, right? Las Vegas.
Yes, I did. And I do note that Gordon Martinez's health was not the best. He was pretty well overweight. I had run for sheriff the last cycle, and I think he probably fixed the election, and he probably got more votes than they represented.
Yeah, I would say.
And, you know, he does, they do have plausible deniability on his health, although I don't dismiss the potentiality they would really like to have him out of their hair by any means or schemes they could dream up or other nefarious activities.
Well, wait a minute. Yeah, no, I'm, look, Chris, I'm in agreement with you about depending notoriety versus being notorious in Vegas. It all depends on which side of the badge you're looking at this guy from. But if he was just somebody that ran, and by the way, he went to all the businesses, all the Mexican-owned businesses. There was a large pool of Mexican voters out in Vegas that were voting for this guy, and they only managed to count 6,000. But here's my point. If the guy was in bad health and just something just happened to the guy and whoops, there goes another one, why not have it in the news? Why is there a blackout of this guy's death?
Well, I can only suggest that they don't want to give him any publicity at all, and it is very remarkable. And of course, the fact that Steve Sisolak won the governor, that tells you the fix was in, because he's a mobster that was elected governor. He put his daughter to be my pretend representative in court whenever he was an indicted co-conspirator in my federal case against him. But I called for good reasons today. I had the occasion to talk to travel.gov, reference to my passport updating to change my political status to an Oklahoma state American non-citizen U.S. national pursuant to the Title 8 of the United States Code, Section 101, the Immigration Naturalization Act. And I got really stellar treatment both on the phone to the travel.gov phone number they have on the website, and then when I went to the local travel agency, as passport agency that they had here in Las Vegas, I was also treated with very, very kind, considerate, and respectful employees that worked for the government. And so I thought that was noteworthy. But even more so today, I went to visit a friend that was being detained in ICE hold at Henderson's ICE hold facility, at their detention facility. And they had a kiosk thing, and they had a retiree working at the desk and a couple of uniformed officers back there. And everyone there was polite, courteous, and professional. And I find this to be a dramatic shift from things I've seen in other places, especially Clark County Detention Center, under Sheriff Lombardo's tutelage and some of his undersheriffs, who is a very, very corrupt sheriff. Almost in the same vein as Comey was at the FBI and Mueller at the FBI, he's just about as bad. But I do see some changes effectually presenting itself in pockets, I'll give you that. And I'm not giving a pass to the criminals out there that are masquerading and acting outside scope, fear, and color of law. But when they conduct themselves properly as public servants and protectors of the people and good government servant employees, I think they should be given applause and laudability. And that's why I called today, because I don't always just talk bad. When they deserve good, I want to give them credit, too.
Well, I'm wondering if you would have had so many problems with your Las Vegas ticket boys out there, with the Las Vegas Police Department, if, in fact, Gordon Martinez would have been sheriff of Clark County out there, you could have picked up the phone and used him to chase off the PD. You've been complaining about the Las Vegas PD and all the bureaucrats out there for a very long time, Chris.
I think it would have been a vastly different department for the better with Gordon Martinez in there. You're exactly right. I support that suggestion wholeheartedly.
Yeah, but unfortunately, Mr. Martinez won't be talking to anybody anymore. He won't be having a program on this network because he's dead. I thank you for your compassion.
What was the cause of death? Any idea?
Who the hell knows? It's wiped out of the news. It's like Gordon Martinez never existed.
Yeah, I just went online to try to find something. I found nothing.
I'm told that someone went to his house and discovered him dead. He'd been dead about 2 days. A check on the welfare was what uncovered him, I think, is what I was...
Yeah, and I know the person that did that, and I will not divulge the name that gave me that, but it was the guy that helped him with his campaign for county sheriff. He was the actual one that was concerned. He was not returning phone calls, and they had a welfare check. He called the Las Vegas Police Department, and they went over there to check on Mr. Martinez, and Mr. Martinez had already passed. The question is, of what did he pass from? You would think...
That would be my question, too. It's worthy of consideration, at least, an investigation, I suppose.
Oh, yes.
Thank you so very, very much, gentlemen. Carry on.
What was his age, John, do you know? Jeez, approximately.
God.
60?
I'm just blown away. Let's move to John in Missouri. Hello, John.
Hi, Mr. Scott Miller.
Yes, sir.
My question is about that 5G. Won't that adversely affect people that are doing it also and their families?
Doing what?
We're putting this 5G in.
I don't understand your question, John.
Well, I mean, if it's going to cause cancer to some people, isn't it going to cause cancer to his family?
Oh, to this guy?
Well, that guy that was talking that wants it so bad. That's
yeah, that was the FCC chairman. You know, Vince Fanelli doesn't worry about it because guess what he's living in? His house is one gigantic Faraday cage. He's not worried about radiation. Everything is by Ethernet. Nothing is by modem. There's no signals being shot around inside of his house. And he literally, his house is grounded, man. They could put a 5G mega tower a quarter of a mile from his house, and he wouldn't know the difference.
Okay, but the chairman, is he going to have a grounded house?
Well, I don't know. He'll probably have either cable or fiber optics pumped into his house.
Well, I thought this stuff went everywhere.
Well, they want to put it everywhere in rural, but if you heard the video, this is very narrow line of sight, kind of like what FM does versus AM. FM is line of sight. In other words, an FM signal from a radio station, that's why it's important for not only wattage but height because they have the curvature of the earth and all this stuff. It's the same thing with the 5G. This is line of sight stuff.
The people who are in the redwoods are protected. They're not going to have this problem. Like Ron, he's not going to have a problem with this with it all. It can't go through the dense forest. So anybody living in a dense forest or living in the redwoods is protected from this technology. Everybody else out there in the cities is going to be exposed to this, no doubt about it.
Well, then the people, this man's family that's behind all this, his family's going to be exposed to this stuff too. Then, correct?
He could be. He possibly may be smart enough to know how bad this really is, and maybe he lives in the sticks. Maybe he lives out in the middle of nowhere where they're not going to bring this technology, and he'll have the old-fashioned services like Ethernet or something.
Yeah.
That was my question. That's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's going to affect most people, it'll affect his family also. And does that mean he don't care about his family? I mean, that's what it sounds like to me.
Well, anybody that would take the position of money over health, that's got to tell you something about the guy right there and his background. Well, he worked for the dot-coms and the telecommunications company and the wireless this and the cable that. That was his background. He used to lobby. He used to get paid big bucks to go to Washington, D.C. Well, they always take the people that are unopposed, let's say, to the current job at hand, and they turn around and hire him. What a better advocate is somebody that will cause you no problems, and you heard the sincerity in his pitch. So freaking phony, I could hardly stand it. Not even good acting, very bad acting.
John, I live in rural Missouri where there's a lot of Roundup sprayed, and I know how little some people care about Roundup. So, it just doesn't surprise me, other than the fact I would think somebody would want to protect their family. All right. Thank you, gentlemen.
All right. I don't know. A lot of people are finding out that are in notable positions that a lot of their stuff that they're doing right now, they're opposed. But you don't hear them on the media. How the rest of people know about the alarm that they're sounding when they can't be heard?
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Have we lost the capacity to feel anything? I'm just shocked by Chris. I am just absolutely shocked by his call.
Yeah. I'm speechless too. I don't know. People are all becoming kind of numb. You ever notice that, John? People are getting kind of numb.
Well,
they're oversensitized.
Okay, the numbnuts, stay the hell away from me because I'm going to remind you that you're a numbnut. Holy mackerel.
I'm not meaning numb nuts. What I'm saying is that people are desensitized. They're kind of numb. They've been overwhelmed with so much that they just kind of – they're now kind of tuning things out. They're just so numb to everything going on. I mean, you're hearing lies from government. You're hearing lies from president. You're hearing lies everywhere. And then you have the mainstream media, and then you have to go online to try to figure out what's the truth. What is the truth? And it is so exhausting to go online and find the truth. Find the truth. It's so hard.
You know, I don't burden people with my problems. The only time they're aware of the problems is when we have problems paying the bill at this network. That's the only time that you really hear me screeching. And Steve, I don't know. I am just amazed. I mean, there were times that I could barely do a show. I mean, I was not in any shape to do a show, but I knew I had to do it. I knew I had to get up there and do it, make the best of what it is, and just get up there and do it. Yeah. I'm just blown away. The insensitivity of it all, it just blows me away. Nancy in California. Hello, Nancy. Hello, Nancy.
Hi, John. I understand how you feel. I am sad that man is gone. I don't know why he died. I'd like to know why he died. I wanted to hear more from him.
Yeah.
I thought he was an excellent guest. And Chris didn't show any kind of curiosity. This is why our leaders get away with the corruption that they get away with, because people dismiss it. They don't really care.
Well,
you're correct. 100%.
Until the situation's bad enough where it starts to crowd your comfortable zone, and then people start getting a little upset because now it's affecting them. As long as it affects the other. And Nancy, keep in mind here, we're not talking about, you know, a transient or what you used to call a hobo or whatever. This was a guy that multiple races for county sheriff in Clark County, Nevada. For county sheriff, he was well known. He had his own radio show in Las Vegas as well as doing a radio program on this network. And it's not even fit to mention. I've had people scouring everywhere for days now. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Crickets.
Did he have family?
You know, I'd love to call him up and ask him, but I can't.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. He's gone. So it's interesting because in the scriptures it says that in the last days, men will be without feeling.
We've gone through this before, though. Nancy, there have been many times in human history that, you know, look at the Roman Empire. You know, it survived for 1,300 years. 700 is what, a free state, and 600 or whatever is, you know, whatever. But look what happened. Look what happened to Rome. They ate themselves pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And this happens. It's within human nature. It happens all the time. That's why people were ecstatic that a form of government like we had here, we had the rule book for both sides, saying, hey, you know, here's the listed rules that the government can't violate, and everything is up to you and up to the states.
So I listened to him, and I think that he had a lot of stories that he never went completely out with. I think he still had a lot of information that he hadn't shared.
Oh, he had tons of it. I mean, literally, Nancy, when I said that he knew where the bodies were buried, that was not a joke. That wasn't a euphemism. He knew where the bodies were buried.
I think it would have been smart for him to expose it, just come right out with it, instead of, you know, saying that and then not saying where the bodies were and who put them there. It jeopardized his life. They that one lady, she was married to that military man, and I'm trying to remember her name. She was blonde. Does that ring any bells?
A blonde that was married to, no, it doesn't.
Okay, she came out with a lot of the, you know, the government corruption. She talked about the homosexual parties. She talked about her husband was high up in the military.
I think I know who you're talking about.
It wasn't Petraeus, was it?
No. I know who she's talking about, and I can't remember her name. It was a series of YouTube videos that she did years ago.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she...
Okay, hey, hang on 1 second. I'm right up against the break. Hang on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
No one can be said. What we all must outrun. Who's gonna carry the weight of the world until we learn to stop and do what must be done? This ain't no Shangri-La. Do you know Shangri-La?
Yeah. This ain't no Shangri-La. And you know what happens in the corrupt state, Steve?
No, what?
It keeps deteriorating and getting more corrupt. What you're seeing today is just a practice run at, there's going to be no whole bars, barred, on you for whatever reason somebody comes up with. The rule of law, they're already demonstrating the rule of law means nothing. Presentment of evidence, nothing.
Right.
Somebody wants to get you, they can get you.
Is Nancy still here?
Yes, she is.
I was going to mention one thing, Nancy, that mistake that Gordon Martinez made. Anybody with information that's good enough information to take down the establishment should always have a dead man switch in place or several dead man switches. And I don't know much about him myself personally. I didn't even know he was on the network, John. When was he on the network? How long ago?
A couple of years ago.
Okay. I remember Bruce McCarthy really well, and I loved him. He was great, but I am not really familiar with Gordon. But he sounded like a great guy, a patriot, and I would hope maybe he did have some dead man switches. Maybe we'll find out a little later. But I can't find anything on the internet at all about him at all.
No,
nothing.
It's like the man that never was.
Right.
A stranger in a strange land.
That's what they were doing with Kay Griggs.
Yep.
They were erasing her. They make pictures disappear. They rewrite history, basically.
The scrub.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Scrub the net. I'm glad you mentioned that because they did the same thing with Obama's wife. They scrubbed the net on her, her past, her college, all that stuff. They scrubbed all that.
Yeah, if she was a she, right? So, because some people, I know it sounds so crazy, but who was it, that lady who had all those plastic surgeries and she said that
Joan
he
Rivers.
Was...
Joan Rivers said, she basically, I'm paraphrasing, she said, that was, she was a transgender. I thought
she
everybody.
Said she was a tranny.
She said everybody knew that.
She said there was already a homosexual in the White House, and his wife is not his wife. She's a tranny.
And a couple of days later,
she's dead.
She was dead.
Yeah.
Yep. Right. Yep.
It's just an accident, Nancy. I think you're being too paranoid.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's what they try to make us feel, like we're just too paranoid. But anyway, I wish he'd written a book. I wish he had shared information with you and all the other people that he had connections with and did have some dead men switches. Mm-hmm.
I wished he would have pulled up stakes, got the hell out of Sin City, and came to Texas. There would have been a county around in Texas that would have hired him. I would have been.
So how old was he?
He wasn't that old. I think he was only 58, 59, something like that.
Yeah.
We're doing a preliminary posting on republicbroadcastingrightnow.org. Mm-hmm. Nancy, thank you for your call.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. Joe in Arkansas. Hello, Joe.
Hey, guys. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hey, I wanted to say something about 5G, but first, I enjoyed listening to Mr. Martinez, and I think, John, the last time you had him on, didn't he say he got shot at while he was on a bike or a motorcycle?
I don't think it was on my program.
Oh, okay. I guess I must be mistaken.
Well, I could be as well, but...
Yeah, I remember having somebody on there and said they got shot. They were shot at.
You know, I was aware of his health problems. I understood that he had bone spurs and it was hard for him to walk. He had surgery done. He had lost a ton of weight. He had already taken off of the weight. And the thing that made me suspicious is simply this. I mean, people with certain health conditions, stuff happens and people die. I can guarantee you one thing, nobody's going to get out of this life. What is at the end of life is death, and that's the natural order of things. But what really made me suspicious is no newspapers, no magazines, no TV stations, no radio stations, nothing. It's like the man was never there.
Yeah, it all sucks. Steve,
yes,
can
sir.
Look up... Panama City, how conveniently a hurricane took out that city, and they're going to be the fifth 5G city in America, totally 5G city.
That's because there was a lot of federal money that flowed in there with a lot of strings attached, I'm sure.
Yep.
And so Verizon's going in there, and it's going to be a total 5G city.
Well, I'll tell you, and Joe, not all is dark. The amount of lawsuits that this is going to generate, class action suits, individual suits, let them try to roll out their 5G. They're saying that there's a heavy investment going on out there. Well, let them invest their stuff. How much money do you think were spent on red light cameras that people yammered and complained about that? Until what? The cities took them down.
Yeah.
You know, it isn't like, isn't 3G good enough? I'm sorry, if I want something faster, can you send it into my home on a shielded cable? Do I have to be subjected to this? The birds, the bees, the people, the animals, whether it's a red hawk flying overhead or your child playing out on the street with his friends. I mean, man, this is gone beyond the pale for me. 5G ain't going to kick it off. The red flag thing is going to kick it off.
You already know how I feel. Al did a great show last night. I just want to say that.
And I appreciating her sitting in. She couldn't do it the day before because she had a dinner date.
But yeah, it was a really good show.
Yeah. Well, there's your friend there, Steve.
I've got no beef. Have with me, but I don't. I get along with
everybody. Thanks, guys. Have a good evening.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate your call. Chance in West Virginia. Hello, Chance.
Yes, hello. Hello, John. That's one thing that always bothered me about, for lack of a better word, the Patriot movement. When a Patriot dies or is murdered, hardly anybody mentions it. Recently, Red Beckman died up in, I believe it was Montana. I haven't heard a word.
I didn't know that. I didn't know that he passed.
Yep, December 18th. Nobody mentions it. Now, for all that these men have contributed, they put their lives on the line. For them to be just forgotten like that is very discouraging. Hearing about Gordon Martinez was another shock. And I think you're right. I don't think they're going to allow a peaceful revolution to take place. I think our backs are against the wall now. I don't think there's, it seems it's gone too far. And it's only going to get worse, like you said. I don't see a chance for a peaceful revolution at all. I don't think they're going to, they wouldn't even allow that. It's looking pretty grim. What is your take on that?
Steve,
I agree with him 100%. It's going to get ugly, and that's why I'm prepared. And I know a lot of people are prepared. I think it's going to get ugly, and we're seeing things we thought we'd never see before. And I'm astounded all the time. Every week I'm astounded by something new and something demonic. Let's just throw it out there. What's happening in New York City with this late term abortion? I mean, I can't believe this is, I can't believe this is a possibility, but now another state is looking at the possibility of passing the same legislation. Things that I didn't think were possible are now possible. So I'm prepared. I think it's going to come down to bloodshed. I really do.
Yeah.
Preparation at this point is of the utmost importance for everybody.
And Chance,
I think we're up.
Chance, this is why. With Dan Sutterfield, this is why I wanted people to take that course, because people are going to have to be able to train other people. We're not going to have a cadre of militias standing around and saying, oh, take a number, we'll get to you here as soon as we can. This is going to be chaotic, it's going to be messy, it's going to be loud, it's going to be ugly, it's going to be deadly, it's going to be a lot of things.
You know, it's a shame that we have to talk this way, but I don't see any solution at all other than preparation.
I don't either.
I think we're up against satanic forces that are just so wicked, they don't care what they do, and it's going to get more and more vile as time passes.
I agree.
Unfortunately.
I agree. Totally God agree.
God bless you, gentlemen, and good night now.
All right. They're not going to stop. And I've repeatedly warned people, if you think it's bad now, what do you imagine is going to happen in the future? This is why I mentioned the corrupt state. Once the state goes corrupt and all bets are off, all the rules are off the table. And the newer rule is break anything you want, just don't get caught or don't bring me into it. You know, whatever. This is the point in any civilized society, any governmental structure. Once you reach that point, it goes down and it slides quickly. And for all the things that people have been saying over the years, oh, they want most of us dead and this, that, and the other. How do you think they're going to make that happen? How do you think that's going to happen, folks?
You know, our good friend Ron McDonald said something. We need more moxie, a lot more moxie than they have right now. And they are very...
Who said that?
Ron McDonald did. Oh. The oppressors, these people are pushing all this stuff on us right now. We need just as much moxie, or actually more moxie than they have, because they are bold. And they are going for it. And we're sitting back going, well, I don't know what to do. I'm just going to, you know, and I'm not uncomfortable enough to step up and do something about it. We need to say, I'm uncomfortable. Push back real hard. I mean, real hard. Let them know you're there. And that, I want to see this happen. I really want to see it happen. I think it has to happen. So Chance, you better get ready too, because I'm ready. If I go down, I'm taking a few with me. That's for damn sure. I'm taking a few with me.
All right.
Rather fight than be a slave.
Now, I'm not going to make any promises here. People know that the advertising for Front Sight, we had to cease and desist with that. What was that? Last day of December. So it's been a month, and I'm wondering, Mr. Sutterfield, encourage people, you know, still call. There might be something, you know, maybe somebody canceled or whatever the case may be. I can't advertise Front Sight anymore, but Mr. Sutterfield indicated to me that there might possibly be something done. I don't know. The only thing I'm going to suggest to people out there, if you're starting to get the feeling that, you know, where this might go, let me give you his home number. You ready to write out there where you were? You weren't before, but you had time to think about it. Well, maybe, hopefully, you can get into the tail end of the app. Maybe somebody canceled or there is a membership available there. Call him, 573-762-2356. And his cell number, 573-465-2356. Give him a call. See if there's anything available out there. About 100 people took advantage of this. But that was only out of 100 people out of this entire audience. And I hope you're starting to realize that, no, Donald Trump's not going to ride to the rescue and save us all. When the Second American Restoration Project starts here, I hope that he is not in the way of it. Ken in New York. By the way, Ken, I noticed that you pledged $100 to the network today. Thank you very much for thinking of us.
I didn't pledge it. I just gave it.
Okay. Well,
I don't make pledges.
Okay, Ken. I didn't take it. I just taked it.
I know. Oh, Steve, how are you? And
good.
I didn't. I think I might have called in one time when Gordon was on. I'm sorry to hear he went, because the last time I heard him, before he was on your show as a guest, I wasn't aware of any of this, but I heard him on another network, and when he was talking, it was very slow and, like, I don't know, almost detached, or long spaces between his words. And then when I heard him again on your show, he sounded very animated. So I would think that whatever was happening to him, he might have, you know, his health might have improved.
Well, I'm not sure. There are times when I do other people's shows, people that hear me go, it didn't sound like you. You know, there might be a different connection or different, you know.
No. This wasn't that. I'm talking about, you know, long spaces between the words, and it wasn't like the internet or anything like that. He didn't sound too good. It was almost like he was rambling when he was talking.
Okay, well,
and I sort of had the idea that there might have been something wrong with him, but I didn't know much about his history.
I don't know.
But I thought he sounded...
Yeah, maybe, I don't, Ken, that's speculation. I can't speak to that point. Yes. I can just give you a maybe he wasn't feeling well that day. Maybe he was distracted. I know that the guy lived in a lot of pain, and he couldn't walk very well because he had bone spurs on both of his feet. You know, that has a tendency sometimes, or at least it has with me. You got a driving pain just going through you like a dose of salt. You're really not that. And maybe that was one of the occasions. That's the only thing I can offer you. When he was on this network or on my show, doing his own show or, you know, guesting on mine, he was always fine. Last time I spoke with him, he was sharp. He sounded like he always
did. Right. He sounded like he was very animated. That was the point of it. He sounded sharp.
Yeah.
He didn't sound that. Okay, well, anyway. The other thing I was going to mention, you're right about the 5G. There's no reason why you can't go through fiber optic, and the only reason is cost, and then there has to be maintenance, and they hate dealing with all of those guys that are in the communications union, the guys that really have some talent and how to troubleshoot, so where you could just send out a $12 an hour employee who gets the thrill out of using a bucket lift just to go replace modules as opposed to having to troubleshoot a line. It'd be much better. It'd be a lot safer to have it confined inside of fiber optics. No reason for it.
Well, I just got a message from Tom over in Philadelphia. He said, yes, you can get about unlimited speeds with hardwired systems, but they want all of this for the Wi-Fi. You can't drag a wire behind your car or your cell phone or your tablet or laptop, so they want to go towards 10 gigabyte wireless.
And people pay too much attention to this stuff anyway. I turned the radio off in my router in the house, and I just ran a couple wires. I won't have the stuff on. Do you know anything about Vince Finelli's house? Anything you can tell us about the Faraday cage, how it was done?
I without Vince's authorization to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, but I will, Ken. I will say this: the way that house is constructed, all the stuff, all the wiring, everything in that house is shielded, and I mean just not up to some building code. I'm talking, if there's anything that generates any frequency whatsoever, it's shielded, and most of the stuff in that house is grounded. So, I mean, and the way his walls are thicker than, I don't even know what the hell to compare it to.
Well, it's probably foil. There's several ways of doing
no,
it.
No.
Okay.
It's not foil. Let me put it to you this way. The thickness of his house is about two cinder blocks side by side.
Okay. He's using armor plate?
Well, no, he and his son did the brickwork themselves. And it's not brick. It's actually rock. And they did that entire house, him and his son. It took them forever to do it. And he just showed me the pile of rocks when I was up there over Christmas, what was left over. I said, how did you get all these nice little flat stones on? I said, did you break them off and then put the mortar in there? And he goes, no. He said, let me show you the pile of rocks we have left. They went through and hand-picked rocks that had flat surfaces on one side, and that was the exterior to the house. I said, you hand-picked all? And I'm looking at the house. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of pieces of stone. And he said, yeah, all hand-picked, all hand-laid by me and my son.
So it's not metal then. Yeah. I'd probably end up having to opt for paint, you know, out of being practical. But
oh, he's got a few more goodies. He's got a few more goodies in there. I don't want to give away, as I said.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
All right. Well, Ken,
thank you. Good night.
Ken, thank you. I appreciate you giving us some money. We need it badly.
I saved $100 on a washing machine repair today. I got a better estimate than I thought I was going to get.
Well, cool. So you paid it forward. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Good night.
Mike in Colorado, you're up next.
Hey, John. Hey, Steve. While I was listening, I was searching Gordon Martinez details and, of course, found nothing. But what I did do was I sent out emails to everybody in Las Vegas who wrote stories about him running for sheriff, asking them for information. I get anything back, I'll definitely hit you up.
Mike, I appreciate you doing that. I really do.
Oh, yeah, he was a good guy. He was a hard charger, and he was an old-school copper that we were afraid of but respected, and he hated the new cops. I know I talked to him a couple times on his show, and he was a good man. So rest in peace, brother.
And you know what? He wasn't this flowery, put on the imminent front. He was genuine through and through. I mean, he was who he was.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The other quick thing, I've noticed that I was listening to the whole show, and I heard like four callers in a row. When you'd speak to an issue, they would automatically go back to whatever their themselves was.
Mm-hmm.
And I could hear your frustration, but I've noticed that a lot in the circles that I run where we used to talk about, you know, the Administrative Procedures Act, and we used to talk about how to restore things and blah, blah, blah. And lately, they're all maxed out. They can't even discuss anything. And I think to Steve's point, maybe not even numbness, but I don't even know if they realize that they're retreating back into their own little tiny world.
Well, you know, doing this, you know, I have to check myself, and I always do a careful inventory of myself and what I'm doing. You know, people have a tendency to get up there and just plod along day by day, do what they're used to doing, and, you know, whatever. I was thinking the very same thing as it might apply to me. You know, doing a little inventory of myself here. And I was thinking along those lines, you know, the new listeners out there, do they know anything about the Administrative Procedures Act? You know, we have gone through this stuff extensively and to some points exhaustively. And, you know, we're happy to talk about other things as well. But you're right, Mike. I think you're right.
Yeah. Hopefully they'll come back on the good side. If not, we'll leave them behind and move on to the next one.
Well, and Mike, here's the thing. When you have fresh new people asking the old questions and you get enough of the new people asking the old questions, well, that's an indicator that here's brand new audience that knows next to nothing. Here's a chance to educate a whole new group of people.
Exactly, and I hope they call in like your caller, Nancy. I think her name is Nancy.
Mm-hmm.
So refreshing to hear somebody I've never heard, and I get sick of calling because I feel bad, but
no.
I hope more new callers call in all the time.
Well, I do as well, and every once in a while they do. Every once in a while we'll get a streak of them. Mike, thanks. Let me know how that turns out.
Yeah, whatever I get, I'll email to you, brother.
Sounds good.
Okay, bye.
Fred in Michigan. You only got about a minute and a half, Fred.
Well, Abdul called in a couple weeks ago regarding due process.
Mm-hmm.
And I came upon a guy, Yusuf, Y-U-S-E-F-E-L, Yusuf L. I believe he's a Moor. Brilliant, brilliant man. And he has numerous presentations on YouTube. The one that I think would really motivate the audience is the one called the U.S. Bankruptcy and Trading with the Enemy Act. And he gives a blow-by-blow account, including FDR's bold proclamation that I am declaring war on the national emergency. Right? He just went through a series of proclamations, 23, 08, 09, whatever it was. This guy gets into all this.
Mm-hmm.
And then he boldly proclaims that he's declaring war on the national emergency. That's manufactured fraud. So whenever you dare to speak about the national debt, however many quadrillions it is, you have to use the supercritical operative phrase, manufactured, fraudulent, presumed valid debt.
That's a qualifier. Do me a favor, if you would. Do you have access to the internet, Fred?
When my frickin' blasted smartphone wants it, right now I don't.
Okay, well, when you do, keep this in mind. Send me over a YouTube of this Yusuf L, if you can.
All right, man, he's great. He's brilliant.
Right.
You're going to love it.
All right, send it over to John Statmiller at Hotmail.com, and I thank you, Fred. All righty. Steve Elkins, it's kind of nice having you on here.
And yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, and I kind of figured you were my bedside nurse here today in case I exploded.
tell Mike go for the diaper.
Hey, thanks for being here.
You got it.
All righty. And folks, thank you very much for being here. Please, it's the first of the month. Support the network.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.